Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Yankees lose.
Secret Hitler?
I hate this game.
Kind of got Scrooty overed.
Rocco! Oh, Mike Rocco!
Shane Falco, so Malcho.
That's unsuckable. Chelsea doesn't like the
okay,
Blacks.
We apologize.
A deep burglar.
I was
alive. It's time for the club, baby. On 105.1 and 1080, The Fan. Hoo-wee.
All right. Welcome back to our show.
What's up?
I should be saying that to you, sir.
What?
Welcome back to our show.
Oh, thanks, yeah. You're good to be back.
Is it?
Yeah, it is good.
You just don't want to be around your wife.
Tell you what. Well, she's sick right now, and that is not pleasant when she's sick. I'm more of a...
hiding kind of...
Yeah, I just... Yeah. Leave me alone.
Mother but, Bear's got some...
Oh, mama, she is... Yeah. Well, she also has trepidation because tomorrow's a very big day in our family,
yeah.
And she does not want to be sick, and so it's just...
I mean, who wants to be sick during the divorce proceedings? I mean,
that's right.
You got to be on your game.
I file tomorrow.
You got to be on your...
I serve her. You seen those, like, couples that posted on social media, like, we're going down to sign the divorce papers?
Well,
no,
on,
I have not.
Everything's on social media now. What are you talking about?
I've seen. It's funny, because one of them, and I know most of the stuff that we see on the socials is fake now, but this has to be real, just because the way that she is so excited to document it, and he's like, this is the reason we're splitting. This right here. Oh, because she's all excited about
I'm
it.
I'm guessing that's not the reason, but, you know.
Yeah. He cheated on her, but I was gonna probably
say,
did.
I'm guessing that
she's busy posting
I'm guessing
on
her
gram.
Posting something on social media is not the reason why they're getting divorced, but, you know.
It's one of the reasons why he hates her, okay?
Well,
why would you want to
I love couples that hate each other. They're the best. We all know them. There's so many couples that just deep down can't stand the other one, but I've said it before. The only reason, not the only reason, the main reason people stay together is because divorce sucks. It's a pain in the ass. It's expensive. No one wants to move out. No one wants to actually have to get in shape to try to find someone else to tolerate your sorry ass. So you're like, whatever. I'll just stay with this angry bitch for the next 20 years.
Shut up.
It's true.
Yeah, he didn't. I mean, both parties in this in all these clips don't seem that great, but it's just like, why would you want to post this? Why do this for people?
It's also one of those things that divorce is not, everyone's like, oh, I'm sorry. I've never once been sorry for a divorce. I'm always like, congratulations. Good marriages don't end in divorce. Bad marriages do. Therefore, when someone's been divorced, I high-five them. I'm like, freaking
yeah,
great.
Move on.
Yes, this is awesome.
So this story comes to us from Louisiana, and I found it quite interesting. I don't really know why, but...
but you did.
But I did, Jason. I can't fight my feelings. I can't fight this feeling.
I know.
You were thinking about it.
Immediately in my head, I started just belting it out in my mind.
And I can't fight this feeling anymore. That's REO Speedwagon, baby.
Damn right.
Damn right. So this guy, he parked in the airport there, somewhere in Louisiana.
Okay.
Oh, I guess it was New Orleans. And
I do so love New Orleans.
His name's Corey, and he's 35.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes home from his wherever he was traveling, and he goes to get in his car, and he goes through the little pay zone area.
Sure.
And he realizes that he does not have enough money to pay to get out of the parking garage.
All right. Could be problematic. But don't we got a card or?
It doesn't say. No, he has nothing. He has nothing on him.
All right.
So it doesn't say how much it was. You know, sometimes those things can be.
Yeah, long-term parking can be expensive. Short-term, yeah, a couple bucks.
You know,
whatever.
It can be over $100. But yeah. I think a lot of people are assuming, you know, this may be like $8 or $5, whatever. We don't know.
Yeah.
But.
Because long-term parking, if you're gone for a handful of days, yeah, you can get a nice little bill on that.
Yeah, he couldn't pay it.
Yeah.
And so, so I guess my question is how would you get out of this situation?
Boy, that's
because they would not let him out. Like, he couldn't pay, and they were just like, sorry, man.
Nothing we can do, huh? Huh.
Yeah, so what do you do?
Boy, is this like the old restaurant, like you go wash dishes? Can I clean up?
Dishes? It's a parking garage.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and that's the old, I don't even know if that's a thing. Like, in restaurants, it's like, well, I better roll up my sleeves, start washing dishes to work off this meal. I don't know what you do. Do you sit in the booth and you're like, I got this shift, and at the end of the night, I get to go home? I don't know. I guess call someone to Venmo me some cash. Or just run the gate and be like,
borrow
it.
Yeah, just borrow it. Like, surely there are other people there that you could just be like, hey, man, I really need
I'll tell you what,
$100.
Well, here's the thing. If I'm in a parking garage and you need $8 and you're stuck, I'll give you $8.
Yeah, $100.
But if a stranger comes to me and says, I need $100 to get out of this parking garage, I'm like, dude, first off, no. Second, kiss my ass. Third, get out of the way so I can leave.
Now, it does say it was the short-term parking garage.
Okay, so we're probably talking more like $20.
Either that or he parked there for a long time and it was really expensive.
There you go.
Yeah, you leave it overnight a few times.
Yeah
that'll add up.
Yeah, that'll add up big time. So he was in a Jeep, and it says he reportedly refused multiple requests from parking staff and airport police to move his vehicle from the exit lane. And
so he's blocking so other people can get through.
Yeah.
Once deputies were called in, he agreed to move his vehicle until he could obtain the necessary funds to exit.
That is what
by the way, at Portland, $4 per hour, $30 a day in short term. Just to give you an idea.
$30 a day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could be a couple $100. I don't know. It doesn't say.
Yeah.
I don't know why it doesn't say. It should say.
But yeah, you're kind of stuck until you can get your car out.
Basically.
You have to leave it there.
Yeah, he said, they just said, so yeah, so he's basically parked in a spot next to the booth. He cannot get out.
Yeah.
Around 9:45 that evening, this happened at...
I'm guessing, and I do not know where this story is going, but much like almost every other story that ends up making news, this is a kind of it's a bad situation that this idiot is about to make 1,000 times worse.
Well, that's what I was, when I teased this.
This is the equivalent of, because you said in there they asked him to move his car.
Yeah.
This is the equivalent when someone gets pulled over by the cop, they don't feel that they should have been pulled over, therefore they say, well, no, I don't have to listen to you. You're not arresting me today. We know where this story is going to go. You're going to get arrested, and it's going to be so much worse. My guess is this idiot is about to make this so much worse for himself.
So when I teased this, I said, is this the worst crime in relation to the initial wrongdoing ratio?
Yeah.
Does that make more sense now?
Yes, I see where this is going.
Yes.
So what do you think he does?
I'm guessing that he gunned it and blew through the gate, probably hit a police car, and then fled the authorities.
Worse.
Oh boy. Did he start shooting?
He did not kill anyone and he didn't shoot anyone.
Okay. So he tried to run someone over?
No.
Did he knock over the booth?
Oh, I don't know where, like, how much worse can...
He called in a bomb threat.
Oh, no. To try to... So, you know what?
That's the old catch-22.
This is kind of brilliant. You call in a bomb threat, not therefore brilliant. Everyone has to leave parking garage. I like it.
Yeah, not brilliant.
This guy's an innovator. I appreciate the... I appreciate where he's going on this.
So around 9:45, Johnson's vehicle was still trapped in the parking lot. Deputies were alerted to a threatening phone call to the Aviation Communications Center demanding that the operator page Hassan.
Oh boy.
If you do not page him, we have a bomb, the caller allegedly added.
Oh my God.
We have the bomb if you do not page him. At 10:30, so about 50 minutes later, the caller contacted Avcom again, this time attempting to disguise his voice. Didn't I tell you, you stupid effing bee, I will cut your effing throat.
So now we got bomb threats and death threats.
Correct. Followed by Paige Hassan, and I want him to bring the bomb to level 3.
You got a Paige Hassan. Should have done it. I told you, you dumb bitch! All over $100 or $20 or whatever parking fee.
After deputies pinged the phone attached to the number, they allegedly tracked it back to a location outside the north terminal of the airport. Deputies claimed that they then identified Johnson as the one connected to the number. Was the same guy.
Yeah, same guy.
Around 10:50, police returned to the lot, located Johnson in the driver's seat of his vehicle, and placed him under arrest. I mean, brother.
And I'm guessing he's facing some serious charges.
Yep, isn't that a federal crime?
I'm guessing.
That is a felony.
Yeah,
I'm guessing federal felony.
So you turned a parking fine
into
a federal, possibly prison sentence. You'll never be able to vote, and you're not going to be able to leave the country.
He didn't even get fined for parking. He just, all he needed to do was pay the money.
Well, I mean, yeah. Hey, he got out of paying.
He obviously had a phone, so call somebody.
Hey, at least he got out of paying the parking ticket. Right?
Did he?
Well.
Again, there was no ticket. I guarantee you that thing's going to quadruple.
What a moron.
I mean, a moron.
I skipped a few parking tickets in my day or parking fees. Actually, there was a really good system I had when I was like 20 and poor and I had to park here in downtown Portland. There was a lot, you know, not a smart park garage or anything like that, but just one of those open air lots. And I would buy, you know, a ticket like maybe once every 3 times I was in there, but they started catching on. So what I would do, I would rip up like the little 1 through 10 numbers, like where the dates were, and the windshield on all of our cars back in the 2000s, they had like the little VIN number and then like the little marker of like the brand of the windshield, and all of that shadow would cover up the ticket enough to where I could just use an old ticket and I'd put little numbers that I'd torn out from other tickets onto one just lied and like sat it on the perfect spot and said, no, this is for December 5th, not November 5th, that I took a 5 from. I'm lying and not paying for the parking. Huh. I did that probably for like a year and
I'll tell
I got
you
away
what,
with it.
I respect it, but I also think that you're a giant piece of ass.
I could not afford it. Okay.
No offense, of course.
No. I hear you. And if I had the money, I agree with you. But like, I was 19, 20 years old. I'm making $12 an hour. I don't have the money. I could not afford to park every day for work downtown.
Innovative.
Thank you.
According to the affidavit, Johnson admitted to calling the airport twice that evening. When asked if he stated he or others had a bomb, he responded, something like it.
I did not call in a bomb threat. Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, at least no one died.
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, you can go before the judge and be like, sorry. Like, man, I've never had any priors. My first bomb threat. Although, is it your first bomb threat?
So now this dude faces up to 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine.
Yikes.
What a moron.
Yeah. I saw one of these not too long ago where a guy got a boot on his car and he was trying to take the boot off with like a like a crowbar or something. And the parking person showed up and was like, you can't do that. And he said no. And he swung at the person with like the crowbar. So that person called the cops. And then that guy again. So then the cops showed up. And my man there that was trying to get it off ended up getting it off, kind of. And then he gunned his car at the cop. And the cop shot him. Like, he died. He tried, like, when the cop showed up with the boot kind of half hanging on, he gunned it at the cop, who was like in front of him, and the cop was like, well, he got shot. And that was like one of those things where you look at it and you're like, dude, it was a boot. It's like $500.
Oh no.
I understand that you didn't have $500, but now you don't have breath. It's amazing in the moment the amount of times that people will take a seemingly normal, like, I don't know, you're gonna pay a fine, maybe you'll do a night in jail, something. It's usually just a ticket. And you're like, nope, not happening today, gonna get shot. Or in this case, going to go to
end my whole life.
Going to end my whole. You see
ruin it all.
You
right
see
here
it all the time
over this boot.
Yeah, or someone pulls a gun on a cop and they've got weed in the car, dude. It's weed.
And then they go on a high speed chase.
Yes, it's weed. Like, it's a ticket. I'm not paying that ticket today. Not today, pigs. Like, what are you doing?
Someone asked me, what happened with Hassan? It is interesting that he chose Hassan as name of the.
Hope he gets a raise.
Louisiana, everybody. All right.
By the way, that doesn't... Of the states where these things happen, we always assume Florida, Missouri. Louisiana gets off the hook a lot. Having spent a bunch of time in Louisiana, stuff happens in Louisiana. Like, it's...
What is your Spotify listening age? Next.
Oh, yeah, I saw mine today.
On the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I assume you covered the Virginia Trash Panda Caper.
Oh, it's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was great.
I mean, of all the raccoons in the world, why didn't that raccoon break into my liquor store?
What do you mean? Like,
well, my
so you would then take him home?
Yeah, my buddy owns a liquor store, and of all the things that have happened there, nothing nearly as cool as
the drunk raccoon.
Yeah, like someone once hooked up an ATM with a big metal chain and yanked it out of his front door. That was kind of interesting, but not nearly as cool as a raccoon getting S-housed and then passing out in the bathroom. And yes, I would have taken that raccoon home and nursed him back to health, or her.
Well, I read today that the raccoon was released into the wild.
Isn't that cool?
Sober.
It's like a human breaking into something, drinking a bunch, passing it. I'll just let you go.
Now, they did say someone. I love anytime something happens with a raccoon.
Wait, is Schultzy touting the not arresting the panda? Isn't that great? They didn't even arrest the panda.
They didn't give him a ticket or anything. Public or intoxication. Ryan Rosillo-esque.
Isn't it great, too, that the raccoon found the toilet?
Yeah.
And passed out there?
Spread eagle, by the way. Anytime there's raccoon news, like, everyone sends it to me, and I do appreciate that, Operation Best Friend. Someone sent me a thing maybe 2-3 weeks ago that I guess they're saying that raccoons are showing early signs of domestication. They're physically changing. Raccoons are interacting with us so much, and more people are feeding them, and they're becoming less wild, that, like, their snouts are getting shorter, something with their limbs. Like, it's like the whole wolf thing. Wolves eventually started morphing into what we see now, and people are saying, the scientists are saying that the raccoons are showing signs of maybe becoming domesticated. Not in my lifetime, but...
I was going to say, you lived 100 years too soon.
I know. Somewhere down the line, there's a real possibility that the trash panda will just be hanging out with us like we do dogs and cats. And I say it's about time. You think about it, the only real domesticated animals that we have that are inside pets are cats and dogs. Dude, let's get on this. There's foxes, there's raccoons, we need some more birds.
We have little fishies.
Yeah, they're not, I mean, that's not domesticated.
They're tame. Tamed. Trained. What am I talking about?
Imprisoned. You know, you just stick those in.
Imprisoned, yeah.
Well, think about it.
At least there's water.
Think about how many different animals that if you domesticated, you're telling me, like, if you had a chance and you had a squirrel that was the same as a cat or a dog, used a, either went outside to go to the bathroom, it used a litter, it was tame. You're telling me you wouldn't want a pet squirrel just cruising around that was tame in your house? It'd be badass.
I mean,
it'd be pretty sweet. The cat would instantly be replaced. No offense to cat lovers, but you're telling me difference between cat and fox, you're not taking the fox? Way better. Don't even get me started on the birds. You get an owl hanging out in my house. Now we're going. Maybe a nice armadillo. Let's go. Let's start domesticating more things.
What would be the best animal to domesticate next?
Well, like, you can't have like a bear because that could kill you without even like meaning to. Just you know, right.
Within reason.
Within reason, I think it's the trash panda.
It might be.
They got cute little hands. They run around. They could like do stuff for you. I mean, they're little people. They're adorable as all get out. There's nothing better than a raccoon. They make me happy. I mean, I'm open to the idea that there's something cooler. I just don't know what it is because it's got hands, which makes it instantly cooler than everything else because it can grab stuff and run around with it. You could teach that thing to go into your fridge, open it, and bring you a beer. You could teach it to open a bottle of wine. It uses tools. I mean, the only other thing that you could say that even comes close is the monkey.
What about the fox?
That'd be pretty cool, too. But again, it doesn't...
It's cool looking.
It's cool looking. It's better than the cat, but it lacks the opposable thumbs that I need for my raccoon business.
Well, I've told you the story.
I know. One
my uncle Dan out in...
that thing was meaner than you know what, right?
Out in Kansas, he had a pet raccoon.
Yeah.
And it wasn't mean, but he said, do not under any circumstances touch him.
Yeah.
The only person that he will let handle him or touch him is Dan. And he would, dude, I'm not kidding. That raccoon would sit on Dan's shoulder and watch football.
Yeah.
While he sat in his chair. Yeah. It was the damnedest thing. I was fascinated by it, but I was also terrified as a little kid because he was like, he warned me, like, and Dan, this is a man that feeds wild buffalo, like, by hand. Yeah. Like, he doesn't care.
He's man of the man of the woods.
And he was like, dude, do not touch my raccoon.
Yeah.
You're going to get your face ripped off. But not with him.
No. Again, see, I get it. You can't have the raccoon as the pet unless you're a man like Dan. But maybe someday.
But how did he do that?
I think it's probably just from a young age, or it learned to trust just him. Like, I've known people in Alaska that technically have, like, a pet wolf. And it's not really a pet. The wolf just knows you're not a danger. You give it free food. And so it's pretty cool around you. But it's still a wild animal that at a moment's notice will lose its ass.
All right, let's get back on track here. What is your Spotify listening age? I, too, found out mine today. That will be next. Here's Schultz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Well, Spotify did something pretty cool. A lot of people are talking about it.
Dude, there. Are you doing a John Gruden right now?
A lot of people are telling you right here.
A little Spider 2 Y banana and a little Wham block. 32 Wham. He loved 32 Wham. Yeah, they do the year-end rap, and they added, I think this is the first year I've seen the age.
Have they always done the year-end rap?
Yeah, they always do the year-end rap.
Spotify Wrapped?
Yeah, you get to find out who your top artists are, or top artists were. You get to find out how many minutes you listened, all that. Now the artists actually, a lot of them record little thank yous if like you're in their top five.
I didn't get a thank you.
You didn't get a thank you?
I mean, I didn't look I honestly didn't look that close.
Oh.
But I share mine with kids.
Oh, then you may not have.
So therefore my... So on there, the only cool thing on there to me is your listening age. So it tells you... So if you open up your Spotify app and you go up to the top where it says Wrapped, mm-hmm. you click on that, it will give you your year in review.
Yeah.
And it will, in there, give you your listening age, which I think is hilarious because I fully expected mine to be about 87. but it wasn't. But that's partly because I share with the kids who listen to the, you know, they listen to the young
So
music.
Does it really matter that your listening age is better than you think it was?
Well, I just don't know what my true listening age is, you know.
I'm guessing, like, of all the people, you have to have the oldest.
You would think.
You and Swag, maybe. And by the way, you guys are the two oldest at the station.
Right.
So I would assume that, you know.
Well, I mean, what's funny about it is, okay, so my Spotify listening age was 60.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's funny about that is I thought about it. I'm like, ugh, I was offended.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, wait, that's probably low considering I share with the kids. And then I was like, oh, wait, I'm 50. So I'm only listening to, it's only 10 years different.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have thought, when you said that especially with the kids, I thought you were going to be somewhere like in the 30s or
40s. Oh, no, we're 60.
Wow.
We're at 60.
Mine was 32.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
You're hot.
So you were 10 years
over, age.
And I was 15 years under my age.
I don't know what that says about you.
I don't know.
Probably that you're an ass.
Mm. I listen to a lot of, I do a lot of the Spotify, like, rando, like, DJ stuff. So I think mine gets skewed a little bit because, like, my artists, like, it gives you your top five artists. They're all older bands. But I listen to a lot of... like suggestion, you know, like they do the Spotify DJ, and I just listen to that because it's just it's kind of, you like this kind of music, and then it kicks you out a bunch of different stuff you've never heard. I think that's the only reason that mine would skew so young, because all my top artists are all people in their 40s, 50s, or older.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that it often spits out an age that's much older than you, because. And which stands to reason, because people don't, I mean, the music that you would listen to came out before you were that age, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if I'm listening to stuff that's all 2025, am I 0 years old at that point, music-wise?
It's a good question.
Well, but I think it goes the other way. It's like, if Schulze, you're how old?
I'm 36.
36, you're listening to some stuff from the 80s.
Then
that's going to skew you hard, bro.
Yeah. I mean, I listen to 70s and 80s music a lot, so I'm probably my music.
What's
age,
your Spotify age?
61.
Okay.
How the hell are you guys 60 and 61 and I'm 32?
Because you don't listen to the Moody Blues, Dan Fogelberg.
no, those I do not.
You do not. I do.
Dan Fogelberg.
Absolutely.
What was your top five artists?
They were all the kids stuff.
Oh. Schulze, you got a top five?
Let me
there?
Go find it. Let's see here.
Oh, so it's all, you didn't have any. Because you're not.
I use Apple and then Spotify for podcasts sometimes. And then when Apple's not working, I'll use Spotify for music.
So. My minutes were pretty high. Like, they give you, like, what percentile you're in or whatever. I think I listened for, like, I think it gave me 29 days. 28, 29 days.
Mine was 14.
Of listening.
Yeah, because it tells you listen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, your total listening time.
Total listening time. So mine was up there a lot, but I always have music going no matter what I'm doing, and it's usually based on that on Spotify. But again, a lot of shuffle put on there. I am surprised though, like when it tells you like what your top song is, but some of that's a little skewed because like if you put it on shuffle or you just start your like songs, a lot of those are just what comes up a lot, and I skip by it. But I guess it's still technically played.
My top five artists, not in any particular order. Michael Bublé, Hans Zimmer, because I like movie scores.
Oh, there you go.
Nice, relaxing. And then, the Moody Blues, Dan Fogelberger on there as well. And this might be recently skewed, Mannheim Steamroller, because I've been listening to them a lot. So.
Yeah, that is old. And it's true. You can get on a kick. Like, I'll see someone in concert.
A kick!
And then, like, you'll spend, like, 2 months afterwards listening to them, and then all of a sudden that becomes one of your top five artists. And you're like, oh, well, I just went on a run because I saw him in
kick!
Concert. Yeah.
And a stretch.
But yes, that is a very old. That would be a very old.
Can we talk about how great the Moody Blues are and they don't get enough credit?
I can't say I listen to any Moody Blues.
Oh, fantastic band.
Should I give that more of a spin? Should I give that more of a.
You may not like it. I mean, you probably would have. I mean, they're old.
Yeah, I'm aware of the Moody Blues.
You
just
probably would have had a Moody Blues phase at one point by now.
I just haven't.
Had you liked them?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Orchestral, hey, rock and roll, putting them together. Like they were the first ones to do
it.
The one that
and a stretch.
Like the ones that were interesting to me, they gave you all the different lists. It was like genre. Mine was, my number one genre was alternative country. And then it was.
What does that even mean?
I think that was more like the White Buffalo and like I listen to a lot of stuff like that. That's like American.
Yeah, America. Woo, beer.
That is not alternative country.
BWE.
Did you guys see that there was some creator, and this was not AI made, I really appreciated it, a country song completely made up of country artists singing the word beer.
Yeah.
It was so good.
But like you, if you've ever gone to, like you went to like Whiskey Myers, that's alternative country. So like Steven Wilson Jr., again, like American rock country, that was number one. Metal was number two. Irish folk music was number three. Then I had soundtracks, and then I think it was rap. America, and I was like, that's an interesting...
Rap is not on your top five.
It is.
No, it isn't.
It is.
That I want to see it.
That is literally why his listening age is 32. That has to be.
But it's all old rap. There's nothing real new on there. Mm. A lot of that is like Eminem or Dr. Dre, like Kendrick Lamar. It's not anything.
I know that I'll probably have to join a white supremacist gang.
Yeah, it's nothing particularly new. And most of that is workout stuff. But that'll get you for 45 to an hour and a half on any given day of a lot of that's a lot of metal and rap that comes in there.
Hey, don't go anywhere. Andrew Nemec is coming up next, okay? He's going to do his sports talk show there.
What was National Recruiting or Signing Day yesterday?
We're going to wrap it up next on The Fan. Yeah, we sure do.
I looked at my listening age at 32, and it said that my age is 32 because I like hits from the late 2000s.
Okay.
Not certain. The late 2000s. So if I'm listening to stuff from like 2008 to 2010, that means that I'm 32 for a listening age.
A lot of Akon. Yeah, a lot of, let's see, Lil Jon was still good back then.
Well, that's weird. That doesn't make much sense to me, but.
Didn't make any sense. In my top artists, I had The White Buffalo, Eric Church, Eminem, Pearl Jam, and Warren Zevon. And were so my top five.
They are just going with the year that it came out. I was kind of wondering if they went too with maybe like the genre of music, because genres in popularity, they change over the years. So. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, it has that on there too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, look, I didn't pay too much attention. I saw the Spotify age.
Yeah, they've got all of it. I mean, they break it down by like everything.
Oh, yeah. Like everything, man.
Yeah.
Here's a listener who says, my listening age is 127. Top listens, Odyssey 105.1 FM.
You are not in our demographic. Welcome, though.
Yeah, we're for the olds.
Yeah, they do everything.
Proud of it.
Yeah, they do top genre, alternative country, metal, pop/rap, singer-songwriter, musicals.
All right.
Yeah, I got all that stuff. But again, I don't know what, like how you determine what fits into what category.
Do you ever have to switch over to Amazon Music?
No.
Yeah, see, I do.
Do you?
Well, because, like I said, you know, like every once in a while, the kids will be on the stupid Spotify or they'll steal it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm like, all right, yeah, well, I guess I'm just done here. And then I switch over to Amazon Music, and it's obnoxious.
Oh, it's bad.
Because I don't know how to use it.
Well, like, and just, they don't. Do you pay for Amazon Music?
I don't know.
Well, if you don't know,
Rob's confused.
Probably not. And Amazon Music unpaid, they have a much smaller selection.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah. You can't find like really what you're looking for if you don't pay for it there.
I don't know. I used to have like Apple Music and Amazon Music, but I just settled on we just settled on Spotify. I don't know why, but that's where we ended up, and it's like, oh, I don't pay for it. I think we have, we share too, but we have like a family one where we pay one price and you get like multiple accounts. So even though it's all under one umbrella, and I don't know if I pay for it or someone else pays for it, couldn't tell you. But yeah, everyone gets their own profile. Actually, I know my daughter set it up because I'm in there as Professor D-Weed is my.
Nice. So classy.
Yes. That would be Taylor who set that all up.
Professor Deweed.
Except it's not. She actually spells it out, the whole thing. So I do laugh that whenever I do the year in review, it says, "Hey, Professor
Deweed."
Deweed. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot that that's my profile name. Like, thank you, sweetheart. Love you too. And then other times I'm like, you're like offended when it kicks, like, because I'll do, like I said, I'll do the random. I don't like it when it's like the suggestions they give me sometime. I'm like, really? Do you think that's what I want? Like, I'm offended by the algorithm.
Yeah, but then do you think, then you go, well, oh, God, I must must be listening to something that put that in there. If they're not just going to throw that at me, what am I? Am I?
I'm gay. It's possible. Every now and though, like, I've discovered a lot of really good bands based on that. Like, there was a band I really liked this year, the Vandaliers. Never heard of them. And just randomly popped up on it. It was like one of those, hey, we think you might like this. And they played the song Cigarettes in the Rain. I was like, that's a really good song. Went through and listened, and great band. Saw them live this year when they came through. And it was like, dude, that's money. I love that when it just, like, because it's hard for me to, like, get exposed to a lot of new music. And so that's a way where if you just put it on shuffle, you never know what you're going to get. So I tend to do that more than go and listen to stuff that I know I like. That tends to be more if I see a concert or you get in a mood or whatever.
It's actually pretty neat.
That's why you skew younger.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
See, I'm listening to stuff I know.
Yeah.
Stuff I want. Mm. Stuff I like. Like Dan Fogelberg.
Yeah.
Running for the Roses, bitch.
Ooh, yes, please.
That was one of my first concerts.
Really?
Schultzy. My parents took me to Dan Fogelberg at Red Rocks.
Oh my gosh. So you saw that?
That's a good one right there.
I have watched that one on YouTube, and now that I know that one Isaac Everett Rock
was there,
I am.
Wait, that's even a famous concert?
Yes.
Really?
Dan Fogelberg at Red Rocks? Yeah.
Yeah, we went to that.
It's one of the good ones, man.
And we weren't up front or anything.
But Moody Blues was my first concert, so I hear you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Power of Gold, Dan Fogelberg, one of the best songs. I might have to put that in the bump rotation for this show.
Yeah, let's get a little DF up in here. Liven this thing up a little bit, huh?
Did Fogelberg do Leader of the Band? Isn't that Fogelberg?
That sure makes me did. Cry, man.
That's a great tune.
It is.
He's got some tune. Good ones.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad we covered that.
I hate this team.
Andrew Nemec is coming up next. Long work week for me, so I'm just going to take tomorrow off, okay?
Probably should.
I got to go.
Good for you.
I'll be back Monday, but the guy's back tomorrow, 3-7 on Fake Night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.